You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
All right. I'm really excited to see what you guys think about what's going on here in the Corey Richens trial as the defense rested without calling a single witness after nearly 3 weeks of prosecution testimony. Her attorneys took an hour to confer with her. They sat down. They had a couple sandwiches. Little soft drink and decided, you know what? No witnesses. Nothing. We're done. No alternative theory. We're good. Closing arguments come Monday. You guys have had a lot of questions about what this means and what the jury just absorbed. So today we're doing a Q&A episode about Corey Richens. And we're also later on going to be talking about the Lincoln Snelling case as well. That's the cheerleader, the 19-year-old who gave birth to her son, put him in a plastic bag and went to McDonald's. Yes, that winner. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. But we're going to start off with Corey Richens because that's the big thing today. And what's going on there. So leave your questions in the comments section. We're going to try and get to them. We're going to address a lot of them. I've grabbed a whole bunch of them from our videos over the week, and we're going to kind of break all this down. Robin Drake, retired FBI special agent, chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, and co-host of this very program is obviously with us. So, Robin.
We live this.
My goodness. What was your reaction? I mean, I texted you yesterday afternoon when this is all going down. I'm like, oh my God, I think it's like, holy shit, they arrested. What was your reaction? What was your thoughts when you found that out?
Shock. And then, and for everyone tuning in, you know, Todd, me and Tony, we just don't stop doing this. Like, we're talking about this all night long too. It's crazy. Yeah. And my initial reaction besides surprise was, I use these visual analogies all the time. And the analogy I had in my head that popped in there is like, I'm watching this really, really compelling series. And season one was a prosecution. You knew and you were told by the network that season two was guaranteed and then there'd be a well-written finale. And all of a sudden, at the end of season one, the cliffhanger's there and all of a sudden season two got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But we're still going to do the finale without a season two. And you're like, what the freaking hell? I mean, you know, we have such good, you know, Tony, we have such good people on show between, you know, Bob Mata and Eric, you know, our two attorneys. They made me excited. Normally, I'm not excited, just let's put her in jail or something. But they made me really excited to hear what defense had. But it really made for a lot of more research on our end about what caused or what could be in their minds that said, oh, we've had it. We're throwing in the towel. Let's go.
I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of thoughts on this. And I tweeted Bob yesterday afternoon when we found this out. And I just said, good thing or bad thing? Like, what do you think? And Bob's response, and I make sure to get his in-depth response on Tuesday next week when we have him on. But it was, and I'm just paraphrasing here. So Bob, I'm sorry if I'm not saying exactly what you said, but it was essentially, you know, he doesn't always like to present a full defense, you know, when it's that turn. He wants to have been able to have communicated and poked enough holes in the actual prosecution's case in chief. And if you can do that effectively, if you believe that you have shown that the state has not met its burden. Just in doing that, why add more to it? Why add more witnesses that could potentially hurt you? And I get that. And I think I agree with Bob on that. Sometimes less is more. I think in a lot of cases, less is more, but not in every case. And I don't know that this is one of those cases where it made sense to stop, where it made sense to stand down and go, yeah, I don't think the prosecution met its burden. I think it did meet its burden. I think it met its burden like about a week ago. And I think a lot of people are feeling that way. This was like a pretty big gamble to say, we're out.
It would seem so. I mean, so I looked up the numbers on this. Roughly 20-30% of cases that the defense decides to not call any witnesses are successful. So,
yeah,
you know, so they're really rolling the dice, saying around 70% of the time she's going to be convicted of this. Mm-hmm. The other thing too is, again, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. I only know how I roll in life and how my children roll in life and what we do in moments like this. Mm-hmm. When you have so much riding on this outcome, literally your life is riding on this outcome. I always play these things forward. You know, it's like, hey, let's take it past the event itself. No matter how uncomfortable we feel right now, where things aren't lined up or we don't have whatever it is right now, let's play it out, doing a thought experiment, if we do this or do this. And so think about this. Here you are, Corey, or even maybe her attorneys. If things don't go your way, are you going to say to yourself, I could have done more. I wish I had done more. I should have given this 110% and then let fly, see what happens. And now if you didn't do that and made the conscious choice, because we were talking about this with Eric yesterday, was, you know, calling character witnesses. They could call character witnesses to completely refute, you know, any of these claims about her being a self-serving individual that, you know, behaviorally, I said to Eric, I mean, Bob the other day, it's like, listen, here's all the behaviors, said how self-serving she is. And he goes, well, you don't have context. You don't have it from her side. All right. This was their opportunity to show the jury their side, because I don't think prosecution need to make a case. What happened was she made the case for everyone because of all her behavior. So
this really is one of those where, you look back on it, and so most of the incriminating actions took place after the crime. Had that been handled differently, Corey could be a free woman right now. I mean, and there's 1,000 things I think Corey, if she did this, unless obviously let's say this is innocent until proven guilty, blah, blah, blah. This is opinion. It's allegedly all of that. Okay. Had she done things just slightly different? I mean, if let's say she did it, and her whole premise at the end of the day was going to be, well, probably thinking no one's going to be any wiser is my guess. I'm thinking that. I mean, what do you think? Let me ask you that. What do you think her goal was here? Do you think it was no one's going to ask questions? No one's going to do an autopsy? She was pretty shocked, it seemed, and very disappointed on that couch when the officers were sitting there as they're hauling his body out of the house. They're like, yeah, they're going to go do an autopsy. I mean, her reaction was not, thank God, we'll figure out what happened. It was, ah! It was like, oh, shit. So I'm really wondering what the game plan was in her mind for after he's dead. Is it just he's dead, they're going to take him away, I can move on with my life? Or I don't know if she was thinking down the road here at all of, well, are they going to look at this as a murder? Because if they were, just put the pills next to him. Boom. Yeah, game over. He took him. It's done.
Yeah, you would think if that was in her mind of her actually thinking that there was going to be follow-up from her husband's death, that there would have been, I mean, because she does do some sort of planning. I mean, she does do all these real estate deals badly. I mean, she does plan things.
Everything's planned bad.
And you would have, I know she's got so many addictions, and most of them is she's addicted to total chaos. She's addicted to debt. She's addicted to making bad decisions. I mean, she can't get out of her own way. But you would think you would establish some sort of arc for Eric before he supposedly overdosed on these things. But what we saw, what prosecution showed and demonstrated, and then defense could not establish a pattern of Eric's life that would coincide with a drug overdose. And that's what we were hoping to see in the defense was like, all right, prosecution made their case. Now we're going to show you that pattern of Eric's behavior besides, you know, some wild ass stupid idea about him being secretly gay with his best friend and him his one-time experimentation with drugs in high school shows a pattern behavior that he overdosed. What? I mean,
the confidence to which, like, Nestor was bringing it to the table. I mean, I don't even say it was confidence. I mean, she felt like Melissa McCarthy playing an attorney on television. Is what it felt. I mean, honest to God, I mean, she felt kind of bubbly and goofy. Not exactly something I want in a defense attorney if my life is on the line, basically. I mean, she's not up for death, but I mean, her future, everything. And she's kind of like, I mean, Kathy seems like a lovely person to go have a couple beverages with, you know, and kick back with an awesome blossom on a Friday night at the Chili's. But beyond that, I don't think I want her representing me in court. It's stunning. And I don't know what the hell they're thinking other than did they hit a brick wall too? Did they get to a point here where, yeah, I mean, there's nothing else we can bring up. They were wanting to bring in another witness to the thing where they were going to say, this person was going to claim that Eric had asked him about fentanyl a while back. But there was no grounds to it. There was like no way to prove that this actually happened. And the judge was like, okay, well, if we're going to do that, then we're going to bring in the guy over here, your actual person that was working on things in your home. That's going to say the exact opposite that Corey inquired. So it's like, well, you can go down that road. We're going to go down that road too. And it's a lot more damning for Corey. And the defense ultimately said, yeah, let's not do that.
See, I think that's what it was, you know, so as always, let's, you know, give the defense team the benefit of the doubt. You know, I think Bob would too. And so what you got to then assume is, all right, so they thought this was a really great decision. And so what would cause them to say this is a great decision? Not one person that could put on that stand could withstand cross. In other words, if they did anything else, it would actually hurt their case more than doing this. So that's what's in their mind. So for all the criticism we're given for doing it, the reason why we're being critical is because we wanted to see if there was more. This is a good show. I mean, you know, outside the fact that there's horrendous victims in this, you know, we have six children and a dead husband and family members. You know, but this was remarkable. I mean, it was just pretty remarkable to watch this woman actually have a ghostwriter write a story about her dead husband that she thought she got away with and then claim that was a drug addiction. And this is the other thing we talked about, too. You know, the likelihood of eight people in that jury, not one, two, or three of them having some sort of knowledge of addiction themselves or someone in their lives having an addiction to something, there's a great possibility, if you're dealing with an addict, that they can hide the material evidence of their addiction. You know, I've seen it. I've been around it where you'd be surprised where people and alcoholics and drug addicts can hide shit and what they can get away with. But you can't hide the behavior arc. Yeah. And that's what trips them up all single time. And so the fact that not one single family, friend, or anyone else in Eric's life could point to a behavior shift says it. And so what would happen is if you then put defense witnesses on there on Corey's side, either testifying to her as a mother and as a caregiver and as a wife, as well as someone up there that could say about this arc that was unknown about Eric, they determined that none of them could withstand cross, or they just didn't have any information that'd be anything but like third person hearsay.
Now, what was interesting about them trying to paint Eric as this covert addict that had this drug problem and all that with little to no evidence. And we're talking about behavior, and you're exactly right. People are able to hide those things very well. It's amazing. It's like if only you could use that ingenuity for something productive. But they can't always hide the consequences of the behavior.
Right.
If you were to look at just the two of them together, and I'm not accusing Corey of this at all, but I'm just saying if we were to look at, like, okay, look at Corey's behavior and look at Eric's behavior in life, which one displays more behavior of an addict?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Corey every day because of the erratic, horrible decision-making processes that she's going through every damn day. I mean, it. If you were to make a guess, I don't know. I can't say that she is. I can't say that she isn't. I have no clue. But honest to God, I would not surprise me one damn bit if we were to find something out there, that there's something going on honestly, that would make me feel better about Corey Richens. This is like one of those cases where you wish to hear the words drugs were involved, because it makes more sense about the behavior. It's not just evil and manipulative and really, really dark. And this is just who this person is without any sort of substances flaming their narcissism. This is just Corey without anything. And that to me is even scarier than an addict. Because, like, the addict has some explanation as to why their brain is going this way and that way. Corey's just Corey, the way that it's playing out.
I do think we're, you know, each of us is addicted to something. And whether it's, you know, we're addicted to exercise, we're addicted to our habits because habits allow us to feel safe. And so I've seen other people, you know, that we've seen people addicted to gambling. They're addicted to eating, overeating, drinking. Some things are doing things physiologically to us, mentally to us, or whole host of things. But I've actually seen and know people in my own life that are addicted to debt. And addicted to the chaos that surrounds the deck. And then when that becomes part of their habit, that's what they're doing. So it just manifested in its way with this one. I mean, so seriously, so do your thought experiment on this. We've seen this pattern behavior with how she manages money in her businesses. Can you honestly see if this had played out where she got the life insurance policies from Eric, this never came about, and she wasn't charged with this, do you think she actually would have been out of debt and not gotten into it again?
It's a pattern. She's going to just continue to drive herself into a hole.
There's not one human being that watched this entire thing play out and said, oh, yeah, this would have solved all her problems. Mm-hmm. Not one person in life, I think, would say that, because no one. Because you know, the old adage is that, you know, sometimes you go on a vacation because you need a break. Well, the problem is you bring yourself on vacation with you, so you're not really going on a break. Yeah. You know, same thing in this thing too. So if you think your problem is the money and you got the money, no, the problem is you, because you got yourself in that problem to begin with. So
yeah, without a doubt. Bob's in our chat here. Bob, use the link that you normally use, and you can jump into the studio here if you want to jump on, and we'll bring you into the conversation. If I don't know, you might be enjoying your coffee there in your underwear.
Nice,
I don't
cold
know,
brew.
but your cold brew. But if you want, jump on in, and we'll bring you into the conversation. Just use the normal link that we use. There's so many questions about the decision-making process in this case and where it's going and why it is where it is. It's going to be very fascinating to see where the jury goes with this.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.